Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 15, 1804. Day 33 of the expedition. Camped at a bend near an ancient, abandoned Osage village. The Missouri River is swift in this stretch, and the sandbars are many and treacherous. The river is also filled with islands that the expedition has to navigate around, never knowing what is ahead of them. The banks are constantly caving or falling in, and floating or submerged trees are a real hazard. The prairies on both sides are beautiful, rich with grass and fertile soil. Captain Clark's journal entry for today.
Set out early and had not proceeded far ere we wheeled on a sawyer which was near injuring us very much. Passed a plain on the larboard side and a small island in the middle. The river is rising and the water very swift moving sands, and we were nearly swallowed up by the rolling sands. The current so strong that we could not stem it with our sails even with a stiff breeze in addition to our oars. We were compelled to pass under a bank which was falling in and use the tow rope occasionally. We camped on the starboard nearly opposite the ancient village of the Little Osages and below the ancient village of the Missouris, both situations in view and within 3 miles of each other. The Little Osage, finding themselves much oppressed by the Saukies and other nations, left and built a village 5 miles from the Grand Osage town many years ago. A few of the Missouris accompanied them. The remainder of that nation went to live with the Otoes on the River Platte. Our hunters did not come in this evening, the river beginning to fall. Captain William Clark, June 15, 1804.
A sawyer is a submerged tree with one end stuck in the mud, the other bobbing up and down in the current with a sawing motion. These are great menaces to river navigation. Captain Lewis also mentions the old village of the Little Osages in his notebook. In addition, as a point of observation, he wrote,
"Observed the meridian altitude of the sun with octant by back observation, 36 degrees and 42 minutes.
Tomorrow, in need of new oars.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Music courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.